Today's podcast is brought to you by my book, The Sex Spiral, Forgiven and Free from Pornography. The Sex Spiral will teach you God's design for sexuality, the triggers that lead to porn addiction, and how to exit the sex spiral with a purity plan for your life. You can order online at Amazon.com or any other retailer. Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome to the Dustin Daniels Show, a radio program dedicated to proclaiming God's purity, the purity that only comes through His Son, Jesus Christ. I am your host, a redeemed sex addict, and now by God's amazing grace, a purity pastor and founder of Seven Places Ministries. I am devoted to saving marriages and protecting your children by bridging this gap between porn and the church. You are listening to the intersection of life and lust. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is a toll-free call today at 1-855-5-DUSTIN. Or you can drop me an email at talkback@dustindanielsradio.com. Have you ever looked over your shoulder into the rear view mirror of your life and asked yourself, how did I get here? How did I get to this place in my life to where I'm hiding my computer? I'm hiding my phone. How did I get to this place in my life to where I'm lying to my wife, my own children, and my boss? All because of pornography. And maybe it's led to an emotional affair. Maybe it's led to adultery and other forms of sexual sin. How did I get to this place in my life to where I have no friends? Nobody really knows me. And if they did know me, if they really knew what was going on in my head, they wouldn't want to be friends because I'm too messed up. I'm beyond hope. You know, I remember having that conversation, and it was a a tough pill to swallow, let me tell you. But I go back to my original question, how did we get there? The answer, lust. Lust of the eyes. That is the topic of today's show. And you know, Jesus has a lot to say on this topic of lust, but I run into a lot of people who choose not to believe what he says about lust, which is very, very interesting. So to help us give some insight into what Jesus said and continues to say through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have Dr. Jay Dennis back on the program. Jay, welcome back to the Dustin Daniels Show.
Dustin, thank you so much for allowing me to be here today. God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, sir. Hey, by God's grace, you are doing amazing work in Lakeland, Florida. You pastor a 9,000-member church. You've been chosen as one of the top 21 emerging leaders of the 21st century. You've been the president of the Florida Baptist Convention, along with being God's mouthpiece on a sexual purity movement, and it's called Join 1 Million Men Porn Free. If that wasn't enough, you've also written some books titled Our Hardcore Battle Plan, Joining in the War Against Pornography. But before we dive in to your book, tell us about 1 Million Men Porn Free and how people can get involved in this movement.
Thank you so much, Dustin. And I am excited that this is a movement because we want every church to have this conversation. We want every pastor to get up in the pulpit and say, it is time, as uncomfortable as this may be, and even as controversial with some as it may be, we must have the conversation about this new bubonic plague within the church, and that is pornography, specifically among Christian men and increasingly among Christian women. And so our heart here was to begin that conversation, but to also share some very specific scriptural principles on how do you break free. And we know that breaking free begins when we admit there is an issue, there is a problem. And it is my conviction that as many as 80% of men in churches are struggling at some level with pornography. Does that mean that 80% of them are addicted? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that at some level they are struggling. And I can promise the listeners, someone you know, someone you love, someone you care about is struggling with this issue.
Mm. Amen. And that's why the movement has started. It's the website is join1millionmen.org. If you're listening right now and you're in front of a computer, please go and visit. There are a ton of different resources there. Along, you can also sign up on the wall. And what the wall says is that I am going to live from this point forward a porn-free life. So we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to look at the other resources. Pastor Jay, you've got books and DVDs, and we're going to dive into your book. It's called Our Hardcore Battle Plan, Joining in the War Against Pornography. You start off, obviously, with God's Word, and one of the most famous quotes dealing with lust and this idea of sexual immorality come from the words of Jesus, of course, in Matthew 5, and he says, I say to you, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now, is Jesus really saying what I think he's saying there, Jay?
He absolutely is, and we need to focus on that, and we need to dive into that and find out how is that applying to my life right now. And one of the obvious things that I think we all need to be aware of is the question, if I look at pornography, am I committing adultery? And the answer to that is, yes, you are. In fact, any man who is looking at pornography, if you ask his wife if that was cheating, I would tell you probably 100% of them would say, absolutely, yes, it is cheating. It is mental adultery. And Jesus takes this very, very seriously, and we should take it seriously as well.
Why is it, Jay, that we as the church, we've got a hard time with those, right, with those words from Jesus?
Well, we really do. And I think there are a number of reasons, Dustin. I think, first of all, it's very awkward to deal with. I remember the first time when I preached a series of messages entitled Sex and the Saint. And I'd say it was awkward. It was uncomfortable. There were times I was embarrassed. I never thought even 10, 15 years ago that I'd be saying things from the pulpit that I was saying. But here's the issue. Pastors are called to shepherd their people. Mm. Pastors are called to preach the whole counsel of God's Word, not just the part where, you know, just be nice, be kind, love everybody. That's wonderful. But we also have to struggle and deal with those tough issues. And this is one of those tough issues. I am encouraging pastors to get before God, pray through this, and then go to the pulpit and begin to open your heart and communicate God's Word with grace to the men and women of the church. And I'm telling you, they are ready. They are ready. So I think it's been fear of what people would say. It's been, well, I'm going to get criticized. This subject is taboo. And unfortunately, how that plays out is, everybody's talking about the issue except the people
except
that should
us.
Be talking about it.
That's right. Do you think pastors are doing their churches a favor by not talking about it? Do you think that they're trying to protect them in some way, or is it just out of the fear of man?
I do believe it's out of the fear of man. I do, and I believe that with some pastors, unfortunately, they're struggling with this issue, too, and maybe they've not dealt with that lust in their own hearts. And so it is time for honesty. It is time for transparency. It is time for accountability. And my heart within this movement is to get pastors to open that door and say, it's time to have a discussion, because what we understand is that Satan uses a secret. He uses it to keep men in shame and guilt. But if you shine the light on the secret, that secret begins to lose power. And obviously, Jesus wanted us to talk about this. That's why we have this Matthew 5 passage.
Compare a physical affair with viewing porn. You just mentioned if you ask the wives, what would they say? And we get their answer. For the men who go, you know what, I don't know if I just believe that. How are they alike and how are they different?
Well, I think the consequences would be different. The sin is sin. And whether you're actually committing adultery or physically, or whether you're having an emotional affair or you're committing mental adultery, that is all sin. Now, am I saying that if you have lust in your heart, it's going to have the same consequence as if you had a physical affair? I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that there is a very fine line between what goes on in your mind and what you allow yourself to dwell on and actually committing that act.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that what we think about the most, we will eventually act on. So, yes, the consequences would be different. The sin is still the same. And there is no way, no how, that a Christian man can look at pornography and not sin. It is just not possible. And I remember being on a radio broadcast several months ago, and a Christian man says to me, he said, I can look at pornography, and it's really not a problem for me. Well, you know, that's just not possible.
Right.
Not possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is no justification. No man can blame someone else for it. I've had men to say to me, but you don't understand, my wife won't have sex with me, and my wife is this or didn't do that. Let me tell you, I understand how Satan can use that, but there's never an excuse.
Well, that's the deception, right, Jay? I mean,
yeah,
we deceive ourselves in thinking that it's not going to affect us.
Exactly. And that mental adultery that Jesus talks about, unless it is confessed and repented of, it is only a matter of time until that is acted out. And we know that the people who are looking at pornography are much more likely to have a physical affair. So it removes one more protective layering. It removes one more wall from a Christian man's life. And I think that's a good point, too. My heart, Dustin, is to reach out to Christian men only. It's not that I don't want to reach those who aren't Christians. I do. But what we understand about Christian men is the Holy Spirit lives within them. The power of a resurrected Savior lives within them. So if any man who is listening to this broadcast right now is struggling, I will tell you that through the power of a resurrected Savior that lives on the inside of you, if you know Jesus, you can break free. There is no excuse for not breaking free. But as long as you're looking at pornography, that freedom is not going to happen, and that shame and guilt is going to continue. God's view of sex is so beautiful and so wonderful.
Amen.
It's three-dimensional. It is physical. It is a soul level, and it is a spiritual level. And God wants all of those levels to become those intimate moments within marriage. Pornography, on the other hand, only one dimension, and that is physical. And that's why it's never enough for a man. If he's looking at pornography, it takes him deeper and deeper and deeper. And because it's only on a physical level, God has so much more than he wants to give.
That's one of the things that I unfortunately learned through my own experience, Jay, was that I would have never guessed that looking and finding pornography when I was 7 or 8 years old, and then you fast forward 20 plus years later, that I'm in the diary of my darkest days, and all I can think about is either suicide or sex. And when I looked over my own shoulder, it was like, how did I get here? Well, it was 20 years of lusting with the eyes. And just like you said, you can only do that so long before those things actually start becoming a reality, because God indeed will give you over to your own lust. And that's exactly what he did with me.
And we know that, that when we are involved in lustful thoughts, lust, I was reading a quote recently, and I forget who it came from, but it was so profound to me, is that lust does not make you hate God. Lust makes you forget God.
Yeah.
So that when you are viewing pornography, there is this narrowness that happens, and you forget God, you forget your wife, you forget your children, you forget your church, you forget your reputation, your testimony, your job. And so you're only focusing on that narrow part of that feeling, that thrill, that acting out. And after the acting out is over, it's like we are jolted back into reality and we're wondering, how stupid have I been? How did I ever get to that point? It's because lust is deceptive and makes you forget God. And we have to put ourselves in the place of that lust. And so that is a choice that we make. It is not something that we do because somebody made us do it.
And that's one of the things that I learned on my own journey, Jay, was the very fact that, I've been chasing a lie for over 20 years of my life. Look what it's done to me. And all of a sudden I meet Jesus. My world gets turned upside down, and he gives me just a small taste of the beauty in his purity, because his purity leads, it's led me to other things like his holiness and his righteousness. But this is the sin that actually led me to his purity, which is, it's an amazing journey.
I realize that we can't rely on our feelings, but it just feels good to be right with God. It just feels good to be pure. The feeling of knowing that there is nothing between my God and me, that there is not some hidden website over here, there's not some hidden stash of pornography, there's not some clandestine relationship going on. That feeling of being right with God and knowing that I have nothing in my life that I have allowed lust to capture, there's no feeling like that. And I can tell you, comparing the thrill of looking at a pornographic image with the thrill of freedom and joy in Christ, there's no comparison, but the enemy has lied.
Right.
And the enemy has told us the quickest way to freedom, the quickest way to medicate the pain is the click of a mouse.
I love the way that you say that, because personally, being to experience the freedom that you're talking about, when you give your wife the laptop and when you give your wife the phone and your wallet, and she can go through anything that she wants, and you just know that there's nothing in there, versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever that was, and there was a lot of stuff in there you didn't want her to find. That is an unbelievable Holy Spirit-led experience, because you don't have anything to hide. You know, a lot of times, Jay, we as the church, we're on our heels when it comes to sexual sin and this discussion with pornography. And you talk about being on the offensive inside your book. What does being on the offensive look like for someone who is still hiding this? Can they do this by themselves?
No, they cannot. And that's another lie I believe the enemy tells us, is that you can get better alone. You don't need anyone else. That is just absolutely not true. We heal in relationships and in accountability relationships. James tells us not only to confess our sins to God, but confess your sins to one another. There is something powerful about me sitting across from another man or a group of men, small group of men, and saying, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm dealing with. And in that accountability relationship, which I believe that every Christian man must have, within that accountability relationship, there is great power to walk in freedom, because you are being held to a higher standard. You are being held to a biblical standard. And if you are trying to do this alone, The heart is deceptively wicked above all else. You can convince yourself that you don't need anybody else and that just one more look won't hurt and going to that website will be okay. And then you know there's nobody you're going to have to be accountable to. I know in my own life, every Friday, I am asked seven questions in accountability. And knowing that I'm going to be asked those questions, one of them being, have you exposed yourself to any sexually explicit material? And have you been involved in any unholy relationship with another woman, be it emotionally, physically, anyway? Those questions are on my mind all week, and I know I'm going to have to give an account. Am I saying that that is the only thing that will do it? No, I'm saying that it is a powerful thing that we can do, and it's another layer in this wall of protection.
Dr. Jay Dennis is my guest today, senior pastor of First Baptist Church at the Mall in Lakeland, Florida. We are discussing his new book. It's called Our Hardcore Battle Plan, Joining in the War Against Pornography. You can learn more about the book and the movement that Pastor Jay has started here. It's called Join1MillionMen.org. And Jay, in our last few minutes, can you encourage those listening that just haven't taken that first initial step to go to raise their hand and go, you know what, I don't want to get help, I don't want to do this, but I know that I have to. Encourage them to take that step.
Thank you so much. Everything that the man who is listening holds dear is at stake here. So for the sake of your walk with God, for the sake of your wife, for the sake of your children, for the sake of Christ's reputation, if you're struggling, admit that and deal with it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. The godliest man, one of the godliest men in the Bible, said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a young woman. And if Job needed to make that confession and make that covenant with his eyes, then every Christian man needs to do the same. I would encourage the men who are listening, get on the offensive. Schedule biblical disciplines. Have a godly passion that is greater than your temptation. Invite accountability. Eliminate pornography opportunities from your life. If you have premium cable, get off of that immediately. Install accountability software. That is absolutely essential. And filtering software. Think about the consequences. Think about looking into the eyes of your wife and confessing, I'm not the man you thought I was. I have been cheating with my eyes. Think about all that you hold dear and what's going to happen, because the logical conclusion to what pornography is going to lead to is destruction and death. Everything porn touches, it kills. And then work on daily disciplining your eyes and your mind. You can train your eyes not to go there.
Join1MillionMen.org is the website that we've been discussing. The book is called Our Hardcore Battle Plan, Joining in the War Against Pornography. You can pick up Jay's book on that website. You can sign the wall, the virtual wall that he has in his church. You can sign that. You can say, you know what? Today is the day that I'm finally going to get real with this sin in my life. He's got other resources for you as well. The app for your phone. I've been using this for months, and it is absolutely wonderful. Get signed up on that. The other book is by Kathy Dyer, and it's for wives, and it's called Our Hardcore Battle Plan for Wives. Pick that up as well, because your wife is going to need just as much help through this as you are. All righty? You are listening to the Dustin Daniels Show. You can visit our website at sevenplaces.org. You can drop us an email at talkback@dustindanielsradio.com. And remember, the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living, and living in God's power. We will see you next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Dustin Daniels Show. We're a listener-supported ministry. To make a donation for our resources that were mentioned on today's program, visit sevenplaces.org. That's SEVEN places.org. The Dustin Daniels Show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering professional counseling advice that pertains to your personal situation. If you need further help, we encourage you to seek the services of a Christ-based counseling professional.